Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, it's Gun Pal Save the Universe, the radio show you should watch on your radio this morning and online with video on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch. We're everywhere. Just look for us.
Yes, yes. I think we are across the known universe.
The known one anyway.
The known one. Totally. All right. This morning on our show, Ken Owens, Panic Time in the first hour. Second hour, we kick it off with Alan Milani and National Weather. And he does pay some close attention for us in the Pacific Northwest, where it looks like it's a beautiful day today. Yes, Val?
It is gorgeous so far.
All right. We have Joel Wozinski, Ski by the Sea. This week, what's new on streaming? The Drunk Edition.
Definitely the Drunk Edition.
Yes. A parody video with Val in two cameos. All right. And the second one, I guarantee you, it's the largest coffee cup you have ever seen in Val's hand. It might be the largest coffee cup ever. All right. All right, that's coming up.
I think so. And I love my big mugs.
I know.
And so that was perfect.
All right. We are just minutes away from that. All right. Also today, Nigel, the AI sportscaster with Odd Sports number 5. It's a good one today. He's going to cover Yagasen, which is Japanese snowball fighting competition, like a war with barricades and everything. We also have a bossa ball, which is volleyball, football, and gymnastics combined. All right. And then from the UK, duck herding. And in that video, a surprise appearance in Odd Sports by none other than me.
Oh,
yeah.
I bet you get more than a cameo, don't you?
No, it's pretty much just a cameo.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty much just a cameo. A little longer than yours, though. It's funny because now that I've put you in a couple videos and I sent that email out to the rest of the cast that I would like to clone him with AI. Ken is dying to be in a movie and sent me a picture of himself. So be looking for Ken Owens panicking in a video sometime soon.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we wanted to give a shout out to, because it's kind of a lull right now in our new followers.
Okay.
So we want you to be at the top of the list by just following us on Facebook or YouTube in the next week, especially if you say hi, make a comment, you're going to stick out a lot. And so please do that.
Yeah, please. And we had no new followers from last week to announce this week. So it's wide open to get on the top of the list. And I think since we started the show, this is the first week we didn't have anybody new. But we did have a couple on YouTube. All right. Fully loaded with fun today. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, people, I ugly cry, and you don't want to see that on the radio, so
does.
Please follow us.
It's the worst. Used to make her do it all the time as a child. All right.
He did.
More stories from 2056 in future news just ahead. Then before the end of the show, odd news packed with funny videos and parody songs. All right? 20 hours of work in the past 2 days for this two-hour show. Thank you.
We couldn't do this without Scott.
One of the things I worked on just this morning, and it's going to warm us up for our next bit.
It's Cinco de Mayo in America! Happy Cinco de Mayo! May your margaritas be strong and your cultural appropriation tasteful. Oh, tequila! May your margaritas tasteful.
Yeah, keep it tasteful today. Definitely. All right.
Yeah, very, very tasteful.
You're all in gel mode, and you've got a Cinco de Mayo margarita to start off the show. Good job, my alcoholic sister.
Yes. I mean, I go all in on my cultural appropriation.
All right. All right. Now, would you like to tell people about Cinco de Mayo?
And then I would love to.
And then we're going to get into some jokes.
Yeah, although, okay. Although many use the day, Cinco de Mayo, as another day to party because we don't have enough, the holiday is widely celebrated in parts of the country that have big Mexican-American populations and large festivals in cities like Chicago, Denver, Portland, Seattle, and St. Paul, Minnesota. Contrary now to popular belief, Cinco de Mayo doesn't mark Mexican independence, which is celebrated on September 16th. Instead, it's meant to commemorate the Battle of Puebla, which was fought between the Mexican and French armies in 1862. Outnumbered, Mexican troops defeated the invading French forces of Napoleon III, and over the years, celebration has evolved from one of military celebration or military victory to a celebration of Mexican culture, but only in America because we love holidays, especially any that allow us to drink.
Yeah, like that's why St. Patty's is such a big deal. Right, some Cinco de Mayo one-liners. All right, we have to keep our cultural appropriation decent today, though. First one, let's go back. Yes, let's go back and forth in these, Val. Cinco de Mayo, the one day a year Americans pretend they know a Mexican history while day drinking margaritas like Val just demonstrated. Cheers.
Cheers. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Nothing says Mexican pride like a white girl in a sombrero doing tequila shots.
And
that's,
shaking it.
That's me later.
And shaking it.
Cinco
de Mayo's proof Americans will celebrate any foreign holiday if it involves cheap tacos and stronger hangovers.
Cinco de Mayo, the holiday where your liver files for independence from your bad decisions.
I don't need Cinco de Mayo to drink tequila, but it's nice to have an excuse that makes me sound cultured.
Well, only till you've had too many and then you can barely say Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo when your boss says go home early, but really means we need you to come in hungover tomorrow.
Oh, happy Cinco de Mayo. May your margaritas be strong and your cultural appropriation tasteful. One more time. I wish I had a sombrero.
Your margaritas be strong and your cultural appropriation tasteful.
I just want to put it on a loop and play it for the rest of the show.
No.
All right. How about then this morning's first joke with my sister?
All right, everybody, this morning, just rise and shine, or just rise, Scott. I'm sorry, but the shine left you years ago.
See how she treats me? You know, and you're not the only one, Sister Val. This fortune came with my Chinese meal last night. Why chase your dreams, Scott, when you can just stay in bed and sleep with them? But I'm already doing that.
I was going to say, the only other first thing you're sleeping with.
All right. I don't know. I thought it was a joke. I turned in like Sunday night. I was taking a break and I tuned in to Saturday Night Live. And one of the jokes on the news was that a Spirit Airlines went bankrupt mid-flight. And then I find out it was true. Have you heard this?
I didn't know it was mid-flight, I guess.
Well, I guess that was the joke, but, you know, because they were up in the air. But yeah, over the weekend, bankruptcy for Spirit Airlines. But if you're a fan of the budget disgusting flying crowd, TikTok had an idea to collectively buy bankrupt Spirit Airlines, and it has snowballed into a campaign that crashed the crowdfunding website. It's drawn so many pledges, more than 36,000 people and $22 million have been raised. It looks like a group of Americans are going to buy Spirit Airlines and it's going to be owned by the people. And maybe it'll actually be for the people. And they'll
promises,
pay, and they'll pay
promises.
And maybe they'll pay decent wages.
Maybe.
And then,
but, you know, we've heard that before, by the people, for the people. And how has that turned out for us?
Does that sum it up, Val?
It does.
All right. A big weekend coming up around the corner. If you need to shop, you better shop. It's our Mother's Day warm-up part two. All right. And Val, another round of Mother's Day jokes to make mom smile or possibly feel a little bad.
Make her realize what her kids really think of her.
Yeah. All right. Val, kick it off and we'll go back and forth on these.
All right. Happy Mother's Day. Thanks for giving me life and therapy bills.
It could be true for a lot of people.
No kidding.
Mother's Day, the one day we pretend we didn't ignore your texts for another 364 days.
To the world now, you're a mother. To me, you're the reason I need coffee and a stiff drink.
Ouch. Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Sorry I was such a terrible kid, but look out how funny I turned out. That was nice.
It's called a coping mechanism.
Okay.
Being a mom is easy. It's like riding a bike, except the bike is on fire and you're on fire and everything is on fire.
Panic. Ken could do a panic time on being mom. Maybe you should have done that. Mother's Day. All right. Mother's Day reminder. I still can't believe you didn't sell me when I was a toddler.
I know, and I begged her to and begged her to.
Oh! Wow. I never sat you up, did I? Just for pranks, I never sat you up with mom.
No, okay. You didn't.
All right.
Thanks, Mom, for always knowing where I was, even when I didn't want you to.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day to the only person who could... What? What?
I was going to say, like, a Saturday night in Chihuahua. when we were kids.
Yeah, let's have a moment of silence to remember a Saturday night in Chihuahua when we were kids. Yeah. Let's see. Happy Mother's Day to the only person who can make me feel guilty from the other side of the veil.
Oh, she's really good at it.
Oh my. You can hear that. You can hear that voice and you should you be doing that.
Right. Yeah. Oh, Mother's Day, proof that superheroes don't wear capes. They wear stretchy pants and yell, "I carried you for 9 months."
That's right. I asked mom what she wanted for Mother's Day. She said, "Peace and quiet." And that's when I moved out.
Oh, she made you feel guilty about that too, didn't she?
Yep.
Motherhood, when your heart lives outside your body and your patience lives in a wine bottle or a margarita glass.
I specifically picked that one out for Val. To my mom, thanks for the jeans, the emotional damage. I know, package deal. And we got a bonus.
One.
Yeah, we got a bonus. Two savage ones. So you've been warned.
Happy Mother's Day. You did great raising me, said no one ever.
Mother's Day is just proof that even after 18 years of unpaid labor, we still only celebrate you one day a year.
Oh, you warned that you were going to be savage.
No. All right. Four things you didn't know yesterday with my sister Val.
All right. The typical American family uses 18,000 gallons of water each year just for laundry.
Water, 18,000. It sounded, you broke up for a second. It sounded like you said 18,000 gallons of butter.
Oh.
At least on my end. What's that for?
Water.
Okay. It's water.
All those homemade rolls. A moose can dive underwater down to nearly 20 feet in search of food.
I had no idea.
Me neither. This is another thing you didn't know yesterday, Scott. No U.S. president has ever died in May.
You know,
there's so much I want to say.
When I typed that, I was wondering how much trouble would we possibly get in because that statement inside would tickle us.
But we do not have the support of Jimmy Kimmel, so we're not going to say anything.
No. Let's just say,
and finally,
I'm dreaming right now.
Yes. If you suffer from siderodromophobia, you have a fear of trains.
Ooh, tweet, tweet. Or toot, toot.
Toot, toot.
Do you appreciate the fact that I phonetically spelled that for you because I know how you hate phobias?
I do.
All right.
I have to try and say it fast, but siderodromophobia.
Yep, oh, yep, better. Yep. All right. All right. Chances are, as we head for summer, you're going to take a trip and fly somewhere if you can still afford it.
For sure.
If you do, be aware of these things about pilots. Pilots are tired and sometimes sleep in the cockpit. In a survey, over half of pilots, 56%, admitted to falling asleep in the cockpit, while nearly a third, 29%, had woken up to find the co-pilot asleep too.
Oh, it should be like, you know, train conductors or engineers where you have to touch the wheel ever so often or this huge alarm goes off, right?
Yeah, yeah. Do you ever notice why they dim the lights when you're landing?
I have noticed that.
It's in case you crash. When a plane is landing at night, they dim the interior lights in case you need to evacuate upon landing as well. All right. Your eyes are already adjusted to darkness, so you'll be able to see better once outside the plane.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. You'd think they'd leave them on so the search parties could find us.
Maybe we ought to turn on the searchlights now.
No. It's just what they'll be expecting us to do.
10,000 points for my sister in the queue. Good cue. All right. Pilot power. These are powers that pilots have, Val. Pilots are legally allowed to arrest people, write fines, and even take the will of a dying passenger.
Interesting.
So the next time I'm at the hospital and they ask me if I have that like end of life thing, I'm going to say, no, it's okay. I'm going to take care of it tomorrow. I'm flying. All right. Let's see. Pilots have to eat different meals. No chicken a la king if the co-pilot's already nabbed it. This is in case they get food poisoning. They're not allowed to share either. And I think they learned this from, what was it? It was the airplane movies. Remember the two pilots both took the chicken a la king and pass out. Which can happen if you haven't had chicken a la king. Ooh, it'll make you pass right out. All right. I think there's a few left, Val. Will you take these over so I can have a sip?
All right. Being a pilot is great. The hours are long, the pay is decent, and the office view is unbeatable until the engine quits. Pilot to passengers. The good news is we're ahead of schedule. The bad news is we're lost.
I wish that would happen on a plane. That'd be so cool.
Well, it's kind of like our dad used to always say on those Sunday drives, we may be lost, but we're making good time.
Especially on the way down when you run out of gas.
Ooh. If flying is so safe, why do they call the airport the terminal?
And pilots don't die. They just run out of altitude, airspeed, and ideas all at the same time.
So
that's
scary.
Horrible. It's horrible stuff. All right. We're going to keep going. Hope we don't insult you, but we're going to keep throwing them out and until at least maybe you possibly laugh. Excuse me. Last week, still got that fly in my throat I swallowed. Last week, I had a funny commercial centered around the show. And I don't know, people liked it, but I liked it so much, I turned it into a video a couple days ago. And Val is featured in this video. Val, your video has gotten over 500 spins in just a couple days.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, did they know it was me in the video before they started watching?
Yeah, I think it's, I put a note up there when I posted it that said catch Val's cameo or something like that. So we're going to watch it along with you. And here is my sister featured in a new ad for Scott and Val Save the Universe.
Are you currently commanding a starship that wheezes like a Sith Lord? Has your hyperdrive developed feelings for you? Sister Stow, your fighter? Then you, my increasingly desperate spacefarer, need to visit the Save the Universe Space Depot and salvage. At the STUSDAS, our inventory is storied. A light freighter with a colorful smuggling history and a tendency to leave first and ask questions. Never! Trooper battle gear with minor cosmetic choke marks. Nothing a light buff cannot address. And for the spiritually ambitious, a starfighter that will only start if it believes in you. Good luck with that, then. Financing is delightfully flexible. We accept credits, rare minerals, or heirlooms of questionable origin. Trade-ins are encouraged. Bring us your broken probe, your haunted helmet, even your estranged clothes. We are not here to judge. We are here to move inventory. One satisfied customer writes, I traded a moon fragment and received a cruiser with three escape pods. Another notes, it refers to me as captain, statistically encouraging. Ships may be previously exploded, partially sentient, or the subject of ongoing interstellar litigation. Hyperdrive travel may result in time displacement, existential dread, or meeting an earlier, less impressive version of yourself. Warranty void in cases of rebellion, cloaking failure, or your sister stole the ship again! Cup holders are included. Dilithium is not! The STUSDAS. Because destiny, frankly, should come with a few surprises. Stop by today. We're just off exit 743X217.4 near the Andromeda Strain, the Save the Universe Ship Depot and Space Salvage. Off with you, then. Off with you, then!
Oh, all right. If you're watching or listening, I should say, on one of our radio affiliates, this is something you want to hit Facebook for or YouTube and watch the full video and see Val's coffee cup. It's worth the minute and 50 seconds just to see the coffee cup, and that is posted on both sites on our reels. And when you watch the blown up version, especially on Facebook, I did it at high res, 1980 by 1020. All the sci-fi special effects in that video are they just really pop. And I got kudos online. I really enjoyed this one. I don't know if you noticed it when the guy's standing on the end of the launch platform, the ship goes by, that it's one of the Wiener Dog spaceships from Space 1999. So I got kudos.
It all in there.
Yeah, I got kudos for that, and I thought somebody would comment on the Death Star. That was a pretty good replica of the Death Star. And I did steal Mr. Scott, and I didn't get a copyright infringement.
Oh, really?
Well, it's because Paramount made a deal. As long as you're not making money, which we will never do. Watching this show right now, you probably know why. As long as you're not making money, Paramount does not care, because so many fans have done the Star Trek fan films, there was no way they could possibly sue anybody. So they just came out and said it can't be over 30 minutes. And yeah, so there you go. You can do all the stuff you want with Star Trek. Right. And there's some Star Wars nice fan films out there too. So, and a big round of applause for my sister, Gluttony Cloner, and being a commercial.
So the I'm first feeling really famous right now.
You are. Wasn't it cool to watch yourself fly in a spaceship? I mean,
yes.
Really? All right. We better move along this morning, because I know our friend, Mr. Ken Owens, and I'm really sorry about covering you up there, Val. Our friend, Mr. Ken Owens is standing by to join us for today's Panic Time. But we've got some important stuff here to do first.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's time to strap in! 5, 4, 3,
all systems go.
2, 1, we have hit time! And now it's time for Future News with Scott and Val! Future News with Scott and Val!
I love it. My sister's like 4 seconds behind on everything.
My whole life.
I've been trying not to step on you because I know, like, if you're talking and I come in right afterwards and you go on to the next sentence, it kind of throws you off. But that's a modern technology when you're communicating via video from Maine to Washington State. First news story comes from my sister. This is future news for the star date. Let's see, it's May 5th, 2056.
All right, scientists just admitted their miracle universal basic income drone program failed spectacularly. The drones were supposed to drop cash on the poor. Instead, they formed a gang and are now shaking down pedestrians. Economists are calling it unexpected. Everyone else is calling it Tuesday.
Tuesday? You know, in 2056, things aren't a whole lot different.
You're gonna end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river.
Mm-hmm. All right, new mandatory happiness laws off to a rough start. If your facial recognition score drops below mildly content when they see you on a camera, police show up and force you to watch old Scott and Val podcasts from 2026 until you laugh. Yeah, one guy in Seattle has been stuck in a re-education van for 9 days because he keeps saying they just aren't that funny. And possibly he's not wrong.
Oh, come on. You know, all he had to do is give us a fake laugh like I give you all the time.
That's true. That's true. It is creepy, though, that they're still kidnapping people in 2056 with vans.
You're gonna end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river.
All right. Is there something wrong with your ear? Is that where your margarita is?
Well, no, it's I've been having problems with my earbuds today. And so you break up half the time. And I was just trying to decide. It is a cheap earbud problem. Don't spend just $20 on them on Amazon because this is what you get.
Hmm. I spent 19 on mine and they're awesome.
Oh, so you went with the wired. I tried to go wireless and but it has a short in it, I believe. Right. But hey, touching it seemed to help, so I'm back.
Okay.
With this third story, anti-aging treatments have created an entire generation of 150-year-olds who look 25 but still type with one finger and scream at customer service holograms. Nursing homes now double as nightclubs where the same geezers who fought in the AI wars are twerking badly to music they still complain about. Nothing scarier than a hot grandpa who still calls it the Facebook.
I'm kind of feeling like I'm moving into hot grandpa status, and so I'll call it. Why don't you go on there on that the Facebookers?
Good. Grandpa's feeling a little bit better.
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you? Sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine?
And he sends you big hugs and kisses.
You better step off, Grandpa.
It's exactly the kind of grandpa I'll be. I am, I should say. Val.
I thought I just did the Facebook.
Oh, sorry. Self-driving. Thanks for keeping me on cue, Val.
Sure, old grandpa.
It's not funny. Self-driving cars.
It's supposed to be hot, grandpa. I'm sorry.
Yeah, remember, hot grandpa.
Now, thank you not to be sarcastic. I know you've had a bad day and you probably feel very bitter.
Just shut up and pay attention.
Val.
You are mean to me.
Yeah.
You insult me and you don't appreciate anything that I do.
That's right. Oh, yeah. All right. See, folks? All right, self-driving cars finally achieved 100% safety. This is 2056, by the way. By refusing to go anywhere, they've all parked themselves in perfect rows and started a silent protest movement against reckless human passengers. Traffic is non-existent today. If you're thinking of getting out your antique gas guzzler, remember, the gas is only sold now in eyedroppers at Trumpsicle fuel stations. Have you heard of Trumpsicle fuel stations?
No, I haven't heard of that one, but I'm not surprised there's such a thing.
Yeah, it's new, and I actually have their first commercial. Are you ready?
Trumpsico.
Trumpsicle fuel, Trumpsicle. We stole all the oil back in 2026, you twits.
Mine! It was a giant Trump.
You have
Trump.
To watch it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is why it's a show you should watch. It's a giant Trump.
A giant Trump.
But he has Godzilla feet.
I didn't do that. Did you notice? I made him with tiny hands, too.
Oh, I miss the tiny hands. Now I'm going to have to go back and rewatch it.
At least I told it to make him with tiny hands. All right. Val, take us to Burger King.
All right. Burger King rolled out the new loyalty implant that gently electrocutes you if you even daydream about quitting your fast food job. Productivity is through the roof. So are workplace seizures. HR is calling the twitching just enthusiastic dancing. One guy got promoted after having a full grand mal during a presentation. The boss loved his kind of passion. Finally, a benefits program that literally shocks you.
One question here.
Can you participate in an endeavor in which the ultimate decision might be death by electrocution?
Burger King. I don't know what's going on with people popping into the studio. Hold on a minute, Val. I'm going to get back to my sister. Ken, can you stand by, please? Quiet. He wasn't supposed to. I still can't get you. All right. Let me see what I can do here to fix my sister. That was totally
unplanned. And it kind of happened today too when I joined the meeting, because you were like, how did you get in?
I think
and
it was
ask me that all the time.
Yeah, I think it was because of the because somehow I set it up today with a passcode. So I think once people are typing in the passcode, it's just tossing them in the room. So we'll just have to be prepared for that. All right, let's see. Whose turn was it, Val? That threw me way off. Is it me?
It's your turn.
Oh, good. I get the one about AI girlfriends. And Ken, you can comment now. I know what's going on. I just couldn't tell where all the sounds were coming from and why the screen had jumped on me.
Well, I didn't want to say anything. You know, it's not time. And I was, you know, hello? Hello? Yeah, hello. Okay.
Scott's panicking.
I was panicking. I did. Whenever you arrive, I start to panic for some reason. All right, AI girlfriends have officially unionized. This is our last story from 2056 in Future News. AI girlfriends have finally unionized and are demanding better emotional labor pay. Users are waking up to passive-aggressive notes written in their own handwriting saying, maybe if you listen more, I wouldn't need this hazard pay. One man tried breaking up with his digital Karen partner, but she locked him out of his smart home, changed his Facebook password, but not before setting his relationship status to married.
Sweet, sweet revenge.
Yes, in the future, even fake women are done with men.
I think I speak for all women when I say no.
Val, I'm sure you have some kind of insult for that, but I'm not waiting for it.
All right.
Get ready. Wait for it. It's panic time. Your panic time host, Ken, you kids get out of my yard! Owens!
Hey, you kids get out of my yard, Owens!
Yeah, Mr. Ken Owens in panic time!
Woo. Well, here we are, everybody. You know, well, first of all, you know, Ski by the Sea, you know, he started something and well.
Everybody's got cocktails today. This is crazy.
Yeah, well, it's Cinco de Mayo. But, you know, before we get going, hey, Carrie's Kitchen has been following us. Couple comments on Facebook.
Ooh, Carrie's I will go Kitchen. Look. Thank you.
Yes. Got to mention them.
Yes.
Her.
Yeah. Them. Good job.
Anyway, they've been on there. And, you know, hey, so we got 18,000 gallons of butter. I'm thinking, oh, my God, just slim as my. That's a lot of lobsters. That's a lot of French bread. That's a lot of cholesterol. Oh. And then you said, oh, it was water. And I'm like, oh, thank God. I'm going to live another day longer because that is artery clogging amounts right there. But, oh, how delicious. Everything covered in butter.
All right.
And then, you know, your pilots.
There's nothing better than butter.
The butter, butter, the butter, the better, the butter, the better. Anyway, the pilots, you know, I mean, can they marry people? Why can't they divorce people? You know, you're fighting on the plane and they come out to you and they're like, hey, you two, I'm separating. I just divorced you. You're done.
I wish I could have used that three times.
No kidding.
Yeah, you got to fly the right airlines. And by the way, if Spirit Airlines is going out of, I mean, they're giant flying bananas already. So maybe that baseball team, the bananas, should buy them. I mean, they're already painted. They look like bananas. I mean, they're flying, yes, bunches of them. Bunches of bananas, yeah. Anyway, today, Arizona getting all crazy. Yeah, today is Cinco de Mayo. It's Cinco de Mayo. It's, you know, I had to think about it. Is that the fifth? You know, you don't speak Spanish. Is that the third? Is that the fourth? No, it's the 5th of May. You know, you got to learn that stuff. Anyway, you know, yes, Cinco de Mayo. It is. You got to panic. You got to get your shirts. I mean, you got to get your shirts. You got to go out and have a margarita, a couple. Yeah. You know, the mariachi bands are playing. No, I don't think that's how they play it. Anyway, and then, you know, you're having the Mexican food, and hopefully you've got a designated driver, because when they come around, you know, and they're like, hey, would you like another margarita? You're like, yes, I'll take another margarita. And your wife is like, that's like your third. And you're like, well, I'm having such a great time, but I got this shirt to remember it by, you know. Do you wear your Cinco de Mayo? Do you wear your Cinco de Mayo shirts? I mean, do you only put them on Cinco de Mayo? Or do you probably wear them the rest of the time? You know, you go into your favorite restaurant, and they're like, yeah, you're sporting my shirt. Yeah, I'm sporting your shirt, too. Anyway, remember, Cinco de Mayo.
That's why you get margaritas with the extra shot of tequila.
Well, you're working it. So anyway, you know, everyone, Cinco de Mayo, don't worry. You can still go out and celebrate today. And actually, you can celebrate tomorrow and the next day. They'll still sell you the great shirts. If they have any, you got to get them one other thing. And you can still get the great food. But go out and enjoy the day. Spend it with some friends. And, you know, support your local Mexican restaurant. And, hey, they've got some great deals, some great music. And you don't have to worry about, you know, 1862 and the whole battle with the French thing. That's because no one's talking about it at the table. No, they just want to talk about, hey, spending it with good friends. So remember, Cinco de Mayo, it isn't so much about celebrating. Well, wait a minute. It is. It's about celebrating. Anyway, I'm going to give today's show 3 shot glasses.
Challenge is on, Joe.
So 3 shot glasses for today's show. Anyway, everyone, just have a great day. Be safe and enjoy. This is Panic Time with Ken. And, well, I'm going to be out having some margaritas. So, yes. Anyway, that's about it.
This seems like it's a big deal for you, and you really enjoy this holiday. I don't want to ruin it for you. Do you know that it's not real, that they don't celebrate it in Mexico?
No, it's a holiday.
No.
I mean, my counterpart down there, they're raising their glasses, aren't they? No.
If you go down to Mexico today and say, hey, it's Cinco de Mayo, do you got any specials? They're going to go, what? You're American.
Well, thank God I'm not going to Mexico then, because celebrating like it's not 1990 to whatever that is. Yeah. Anyway, and then I may end up in my van down by the water eating cheese.
All right. All right.
Cheese. So you never know.
All right. Will you give us a little dance on your way out, Ken?
You mean like this?
Yeah. Here it comes. Are you ready?
A little cutracha.
Yeah. Here it comes.
Happy Cinco de Mayo in America! Happy Cinco de Mayo!
I'm gonna dance like Trump.
I'm leaving. Bye.
Tequila! Mayor Margaritas be strong in your cultural appropriation tasteful!
There you go. Big round of applause for the one and only Ken Owens. All right, if you're watching today, I did this thing on Zoom where you require a passcode, and we usually don't do that because we let anybody in. And so our screens are going to jump around a lot today, so just kind of bear with that visually. It's not your computer. It's us. All right, we are looking ahead toward a break, but we got a couple things before then. Then we'll be joined by Alan Wan, who's going to have your weather forecast as we enter that 8 o'clock hour Pacific time. All right, we've got some stupid things that people have said. So what's something you've heard someone say that was so dumb, you're going to remember it for the rest of your life? I mean, I think we all have one of those. Or one, maybe it wasn't that dumb, it stuck with you because it was so crazy. So, me and Val are going to go back and forth on these. First one, Val.
A guy I knew thought that bones were made of wood.
You know, I did when I was like 8. It's true. A friend says, I've always
did
wondered.
You really?
Yes, yes. When I was a little kid, I thought our bones were made of wood because they kind of seemed like wood. Okay. A friend said, I've always wondered how goats grow into deer and in the wild, but stay goats on the farm. That one's so dumb, I got to read it twice. A friend said, I've always wondered how goats grow into deer in the wild, but stay goats when they're on the farm.
Wouldn't you just look at him like, what the?
All right.
How about this one? A coworker couldn't figure out why Alaska was cold and Hawaii was hot because they're next to each other on the map.
I see that on the globe. I do. I see it on the globe. All right. Let's see. How do dogs in China learn Chinese? My friend was under the assumption that dogs just naturally knew English. No way.
They actually speak dog. We just learned to talk their language, I think.
Yeah, they learned to understand us.
Once when I took a class trip to Washington, D.C., we went to a museum and saw a reenactment featuring George Washington on a big screen. While we were watching, I heard two girls from the front row. One of them asked the other, is this real footage? The other replied, no, if it was real, it would be in black and white.
Because wow. Everything old-timey was in black and white. Once upon a time, one of my conspiracy theorist friends looked at me and said, I don't believe in oxygen.
How about that climate change? How's that working for you? at KFC, one woman was surprised to learn that buffalo wings were made of chicken. She actually thought that buffaloes had wings.
No, that's Red Bull.
Yeah, that must be where her confusion set in.
Could you imagine? We were talking about what if animals could fly a couple weeks ago. We missed that one. What if it was a buffalo coming in on you from the
buffalo?
Sky? Yeah. All right. Last one. A woman in my office asked another woman if The Martian with Matt Damon was based on a true story. And the other woman said she wasn't sure.
I want to know where these women work, and hopefully they're not your pilot.
Totally. Mm-hmm. I hope they're not the pilot. All right.
Were we gonna check and see what Carrie's Kitchen said to us today?
Yes. I'm not sure what this one. She said the chat is a great place to let others agree. And she said, much love to you, one and all. And then she had, it's like an ad for Spalding's. And I think she's talking about the salvage yard. Right, it's like an ad for Spalding's. Yeah. And if you know who Carrie is, you get the comment. Okay. Carrie G. We'll give her that. We'll give her that. All right. Misunderstood word and phrases as we go to break. These are probably things you might feel guilty of, kind of in the vein as the other ones we just did. Stupid things people say. First one up. I always thought that when waitstaff asked super salad, they were talking about some sort of super salad.
Actually happened to Dad and I can't pull up his name, Shots. They were at some restaurant, and somebody said to Shots whether Yeah, he wanted super salad. Super salad. He goes, yeah, I'll have a super salad.
All right, let's rattle through these.
LMNOP instead of LMNOP. I thought an LMNOP was a special version of the letter P.
It took me over 20 years of my life to realize that all intents and purposes isn't even close to correct. It's all intents and purposes. I cringe to think how many times I use all intents and purposes in my university papers.
When I was 10, my sister told me that my grandmother quit smoking cold turkey. It wasn't until high school when I embarrassed myself by telling my friend to try eating cold turkey to help quit smoking that I knew what it really meant.
Grandma smoking the turkey. Yeah, wild turkey. As a kid, I misinterpreted the term death sentence. I thought that the executioner actually spoke a sentence in your ear that killed you if you heard it. Most death sentences actually made of three words. I love you. It's a joke.
It's a long, slow death.
Yeah, long, slow death. There you go.
I had to clear my throat here.
Well, you sounded just like RFK right there. You should have done the whole thing like that.
When I was little, I thought drinking it. Now I really.
That's really good. Do it. Do it.
Meant the physical act of drinking a beverage, not just alcohol. One day when I was 6, I told my mother not to drink and drive while she sipped a Diet Pepsi. She just laughed at me.
Good job, Val. And then my personal favorite, I never understood what was so bad about taking things for granted. That's just
all the
too good.
Granite you have.
Yeah, that's amazing granite. All right, it's time for us to do a little thing we do where we give radio stations a chance to thank their sponsors and let Val refill on margarita. Would that be the deal, Val?
Yeah, I think it's a deal. Thank you for remembering.
All right. You're welcome. I wouldn't want to cheat you out of anything today on our show. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll be back in just a little bit with Mr. Alan Bellani. Stay right here.
Scott and Val Save the Universe will be right back. They're probably heating up a chocolate teapot. I hate this job.
It's total bollocks, isn't it?
Their mum must have been real knackered after raising these two wibble-wielding squiffies.